sounds like perfect weather for the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, and that's coming up this weekend. Fiona's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can we ask for anything better?
I tell you what, it's looking pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's and the way that the fair and rodeo has grown has had a lot to do with that too. This is great family entertainment, great opportunity. You know, if you've never been to a fair and rodeo, if you don't know much about ag, this is a pretty good opportunity to have a learning experience too, isn't it?
It is. You can see a variety of things. So we have a rodeo, a nightly rodeo every night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have livestock shows going on every day, whether it's cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, so they can see those not only in the stalls but also out showing. And then we have what's called our Agland Kids Barn, which is a whole area for kids to get hands-on with ag. So everything from animals, chicks hatching in our hatchers. We've got an arena where the kids can participate in everything from mutton busting and hay hauling to stick horse and pony hop races. We have the always fun mechanical bull and the petting zoo and those sorts of things. And then we have a new exhibit called Farmland, which is a whole array of tractors for the kids to get in there and play with. They're just going to be down and dirty, and mom, dad can hang out, enjoy a little break while the kids are entertained and really have a good time.
Okay, and you said they're kind of like 16 scale, is that right? So, I mean, big enough that they're not like little hands and knees on the dirt type things,
no,
but bigger
these are,
than that.
These are bigger than that, yeah. They'll have a good time with these. They can hook some trailers up and some round balers and different things like that as well.
And I know y'all want a jillion people there, but I just got to think as a parent to have a fair that's this size, which is growing, but it's not so ginormous that you're overwhelmed or the kiddo are overwhelmed, but it's a great opportunity, again, I think, for kids who haven't been in agriculture to learn about it, because it's a big part of Brazos County and the Brazos Valley.
It is. It's a huge part of the whole Brazos Valley, and it is a great place to see some of the things that go on, you know, learning about corn and cotton that's grown literally just a few miles from us here, and see everything that there is. And it is a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. We do have the concerts at night, but there's so much to do during the day, activities for kids and shows going on. We have gas car animal races. We have the Canine Stars this year, which have dock diving and frisbee shows. We have a dairy. They can see a cow being milked and learn about where their milk comes from. I mean, there's just a good variety of things. And all those things are included with the ticket. There's no extra fee for those things.
That's neat. And you can buy a daily ticket or you can buy one for the entire fair?
You got it, yes.
Okay, and how much is the
A daily cost? Ticket for ages 13 and older is $10, mm-hmm. and from 4 to 12 is $5. We also have right now, and many people have heard of this, but some have not, we gave out a free ticket to every child in kindergarten through fourth grade in the entire Brazos Valley.
Oh, wow.
So, mom and dad, you should have either gotten it in your child's folder,
you hope.
Or
yeah.
Brian or College Station kids can print it from the e-folder
online.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
yes.
All right.
So, but they can bring that in, so kids can pretty much get in free, most of them.
Okay, so if you're members of those two school districts, is that what you're saying?
No, even ever all the Brazos, well, we say the Brazos Valley Fair,
no,
because
I'm talking
we're
about
regional,
print from
but
the print from the
yes,
e-folder.
Yes, the e-folder from Brian or College Station, CSISD
okay.
or Brian ISD.
But then again,
yes.
The surrounding counties, all those kiddos. Well, that's kind of fun. So we get kicked off on Friday at 4 o'clock,
yes.
Go till midnight. And, I guess since a couple of our radio stations are co-sponsoring, there's some rides out there too, aren't there?
There are some rides out there. We have an awesome carnival coming, and they do a wonderful job. They have some brand new rides they are bringing this year. So this is top of the line quality carnival. Excited about it. It will be open. It is one of those stations sponsoring it.
Yes.
And just a lot of fun that as well. That is the one additional cost is the rides, if you want to ride the rides.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth it. He's going to have a great assortment of rides for young and old. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. And, of course, there's fried food.
Fried food. Yummy fried food. got our Twinkies and fried Oreos coming.
Oh,
yes.
Excellent. Oh, that'll be good. Now, Saturday, it starts a little earlier. Gates open up at 10 o'clock in the morning. Huh?
Yes. Open at 10. If you don't have a ticket to the game and you get to do a little tailgating, you can come out to the fair and tailgate as well.
Okay.
We do have, we will have the game on the big screen.
I'm sure.
Some lovely couches, comfiness to hang out in.
Okay.
Some games for the kids to play while you catch the game, or
uh-huh.
mom can shop while dad watches the game.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. But yeah, we've got that as well. So all day long, Saturday, top it off with the concerts in the evening.
Yeah, you got Charlie Daniels coming in. That's pretty special.
We're really excited about Charlie. Yeah. He drops his new song today about the NFR, and he does release a new album on Friday as well. So we're really expecting a great crowd Friday night for that.
Perfect. And again, he's been a favorite for a long, long time. Okay, then Sunday we go from 11 to 11, is that
11
right?
11 to 11, yes. We do have a full rodeo Sunday afternoon. We have a concert Sunday with Los Terribles del Norte. We have acts all day long, though, on the Rockin' Spur stage, including Texas A&M's Percussion Studio will be out there on Sunday performing with a variety of instruments, some trash cans and different things like that. So definitely worth checking out.
You know, really, for this being the fourth annual, it's grown up pretty big, pretty fast,
I think. It is growing pretty fast. We're excited about it.
What's been the biggest challenge for you this year that maybe you didn't have in, say, year two, for instance? Over the last 2 years, what have you seen have been the biggest changes?
Our biggest change is trying to bring new things in at an affordable rate. We have big, lofty goals of building great things, and you go to some of these big, huge fairs around, and they have a lot of money, and we don't. We're still a growing nonprofit. We are already giving scholarships back to the kids, but really trying to design new things that are affordable for us to build, but that really will give people a great bang for their buck.
Right. Again, touch on the scholarship so people understand what you are doing there.
So the Brazos Valley Fair is a nonprofit organization. The proceeds that we do make go back to scholarships for youth of not only Brazos County, but also Brazos Valley and across Texas sometimes. Our livestock shows give $1,500 scholarships back to win for the juniors, and we give away two scholarships annually through the 4-H Foundation as well.
Wow, that's neat. We'll be giving away a few tickets here, but again, there are tickets, daily tickets available, and then tickets for the entire fair. If they want to see the entire schedule, that's out there and available too. Where do they find that?
It is. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com. Look under the events tab. You can see the entire schedule, and you can see the specifics about each event. You can also purchase tickets online.
Great. Okay, thanks for coming in. Y'all have
a great
time. All right, that's Fiona here from the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, which starts up this weekend.